some tips on behavioral modeling is that you want to try to overlap the model development with the architecture or when the specification is being written. Typically, in any engagements that we do, we typically will not commit, especially if you say you want to go for fixed bid or you want to have a really hard date in which you're going to commit to this to get things done at this date, come hell or high water. We will not commit to a date until we have a behavioral model written, because it provides our audit for your specification. You wouldn't believe how much more focus and detail you have to be in your thinking once you have to start to write a model of something versus writing the specification in the natural language. You have to think about the little things. What happens when this condition occurs? Because you have to model it. See, you have the, oh, if this happens, else. Why doesn't the else? You have to ask that question. So it finds all the holes in the specification document. So it allows you to think about the behavior of all the features. You want to start coding the behavior model as soon as the architecture starts to settle down. It can be developed quickly, and it will, to the point at which it will yield the maximum return to the project, because it's written parallel with the specification. If you start too early, you're going to be trashing. You'll be rewriting a lot. If you start too late, you start to lose some of the scheduling benefit of the behavioral model. So the best time to start is just when the architecture is settling down and you're starting to write the detailed specification for all of the ASICs. And of course, we assume that it's not start coding RTL when I figure out what I want this ASICs to do, right? You write the specification, and once you know what you want, then you start RTL. And by the way, one of the things in staffing, typically you want to have different people doing verification and synthesis. But one of the things I have in one of our Verilog training class is there's a specification, and I have the student write a behavioral model of it and time how long it takes them. It takes them about 20 minutes. And then I have them write a pseudo RTL model, something that would be a bit lower level than RTL, and time the time it takes them. It's not that significantly shorter to do the behavioral model in RTL. But I tell them, though, that about half to three-quarters of the time spent running behavioral model is understanding what I was asking for them. So they had to debug their understanding. Once they hit the RTL model, they knew what they needed to do, and they went straight through it. So writing behavioral model is also a good exercise for someone to understand what a spec is all about. Writing the RTL after that is easy, because you know what you're going to do. You know where the problems are going to be.